saluting those who serve. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We need to be thankful for the ones that gave their lives and the ones that were wounded trying to help us to have freedom here in this land.
As we celebrate Memorial Day and its meaning, we hear from some Tennessee veterans who returned back to the farm after their service to the country. 85-year-old Joe Turberville of Weakley County has farmed his whole life, mostly as a dairy farmer after serving in the Army Medical Corps during the Korean conflict, and now he helps his son with raising Belgian horses. And he hopes we all can remember why we have Memorial Day.
I thank every day of the ones that I had to see after that did get, were in service, that were injured, wounded, for our freedom. And tell you the truth, it was sad work, but I was glad to get to help take care of those that had been wounded.
In Murray County, William Durant is now getting a cattle operation up and started after being raised on a farm back in upstate New York in his early life. In 1983, he joined the U.S. Marine Corps and was part of Operation Desert Eagle, the preparation for Desert Storm. And while many of us will celebrate the holiday today, he's hopeful as well that we remember what Memorial Day is all about.
If they would stop for a moment and realize the sacrifices that are made and realize what they have as a result of the men and women in our military taking the time out of their lives to serve this country, I think they may see it in a different way than just cooking some hot dogs on a grill.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.